We'll start with, I mean, anyone that follows you on Twitter or knows your Ontario roots does know that you're a big Blue Jays fan. And here we go. Spring training's underway, and I think we're about 3 weeks until opening day. Give us a couple thoughts on your Blue Jays team right now, and maybe the possible addition of a new pitcher here.
Yeah, actually, I watched my first spring training game the other day. It was on the MLB Network, on at the rink, and I put it on, and got a lot of groans from other guys on the team. They couldn't believe that it's baseball season again, because they know how much I watch baseball and how much it's on at the rink when I'm around, and it's always the Blue Jays. But I'm excited. I mean, another year, obviously, disappointing season last year with such excitement for the team, but you know, hopefully they can turn around and start better than they did last year.
San Jose Sharks centerman Logan Couture, our guest, but it's good. You know that when opening days here around Major League ballparks, that just means you guys are headed right towards the playoffs. It's a good time of year, isn't it?
It is. It's the best time of the year for sports. I mean, you got March Madness coming up. You got baseball starting, and us we're closing in on the end of the season, heading towards the playoffs, getting ready to play when it really counts. So I believe this is the best time for sports.
So I know out here out east, one of the criticisms sometimes is that, you know, we don't get to see the Anaheims, the LAs, and the San Jose's as much as we'd like because of the time difference. But here this week, you know, the Leafs, like every team does, they make their trek out into what has become really Death Valley in California. There's a whole lot of teams that have had a lot of trouble playing in all three markets. What has made you guys so successful on home ice?
It's tough. I mean, we get to play Anaheim and LA a bunch of times a year. Those are battles. Those are two of the best teams in the league, and a lot of people who only watch Eastern Conference hockey don't realize how good the teams are in the West, and those are two of the best. So for us, it's our speed and our size. We're big up front, and we're also quick, and we're on pucks, and we outshoot teams usually by a large margin because we have the puck so often. And the other two are similar. They're big and they're strong and they're fast. Tough teams to play both at home. Same in San Jose, where our fans are so great and they're loud, and it's a tough building for teams to come in and play well in.
Logan Couture, our guest, and I mean, I'm not sure what you think of the new playoff format, but in a perfect world, you guys still want to catch Anaheim for the Pacific Division lead. But there's a collision course. Whoever's finishing second and third, it's going to be, no matter who is there, probably the toughest first round you'll find in the NHL.
Yeah, it's 2-3 in the Pacific. It's going to be a battle, and we know that. You know, we know the way the playoffs are working now, that we're going to have to beat one of those teams to, or both of them maybe, to get out of the out of our division. So, you know, we're focused on getting there. We want to get home ice advantage. We've got 17 games left to try and catch Anaheim and win our division and see where we are once the season ends.
How do you feel you match up individually with Anaheim and LA for that matter? I mean, both teams, you know, pretty deep up the middle. How have you found those games in season?
I think all three of us are very similar teams. It's going to be a battle. You look at last year in the playoffs, we played LA and it went to game seven, and it was a one goal game in game seven in their rink. They had home ice advantage, and I think that played a big factor in that series was being at home for that game seven. So we look back on that, and that's something that we want to have going into the playoffs this time.
You know how it is, Logan. Every time the playoffs come around, people look at the Sharks and they're such a good team. You know, they were a good team long before you got there, but they haven't been to a Stanley Cup final in this modern era in the Western Conference. Do you still feel the pressure and the heat from there, or is it a different level between guys like Joe and Patrick and yourself?
I think the only pressure that we feel as a team is the pressure that we put on ourselves. You know, we've got enough guys who have been through a lot out here in their careers, and you know, we're smart enough people to, we hear the things on the outside, but we don't really listen to them. You know, we believe in the team we have in the dressing room. We didn't make any trade deadline time. We believe in the team that we had, you know, from the start of the year until now, and we've played very well consistently over the course of the season, going through a ton of injuries. And that says a lot about the guys on the team, guys that we have stepping up. So I'm confident heading into the playoffs that we have a team here that can win.
The Toronto Maple Leafs on their Pacific road trip. Stop number two lands in San Jose. Sharks centerman Logan Couture, our guest on Brady and Walker. Tell us a little bit about your season. I mean, you take another step this year. You've had a great campaign, but you did miss some time kind of leading up into the Olympic break with that injury. How has the bounce back felt for you? And you know, did the Olympic break come at the right time?
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. Obviously, starting the season, going to the orientation camp in Calgary, to even be there was a huge honor for myself. You know, something I never really pictured myself being in that category of players, but pretty humbling experience. And then having a good start to the season, things went well for the team, for myself, and I went through a little bit of a tough time scoring goals, got injured, and had that surgery, and I missed, I think, 16 or 17 games going into the Olympic break, and was able to rest and get ready and be back once the break ended. And I'm still working my way back. It takes a long time to come back from an injury, especially one where you miss a couple months, and just to get your timing and your legs and everything the way it was before the injury. So getting there, hopefully be all set to go by playoff time.
Now, you look at your game and you look at Joe Thornton's game, and it's tough to make comparisons. You're different players. That said, playing your position, you know, how much have you learned from Jumbo in such a brief amount of time, and even now that he's a little older?
Yeah, we are different players, but the one thing that I've really learned from Jumbo is how much he has changed his game over the last couple of years. Jumbo used to always be the slow the game down and you know, take your time with the puck, be deliberate with it. Now he's playing at a faster level, which is because the league and the game has changed to that faster pace, and it's been really cool to see one of the best players in the world change his game to become a better player and to fit into the way that the game is going. So Jumbo does a lot for myself as well as other guys on the ice as well as off the ice. He has a type of personality where he's laid back, he's fun, he's happy to be at the rink every day. It rubs off on you when he comes in and he's joking and he's smiling. Everyone else is just smiling and joking and happy to be there. So I owe a lot to Jumbo, and I'm happy that I get to play with him.
I'll tell you what, four regulation losses at the Shark Tank all year. I don't know if Leaf fans are excited that their club is playing you guys on Tuesday night, but I think we're all interested to watch this entire road trip in California. All the best with the chase for the Pacific Division crown the rest of the way. Thanks for this, Logan.
Thanks for having me, guys.